Hey, we got Tom from Hillside and Munising joining us once again. Tom, great reports coming from your area. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Adam. How's it going?
Going excellent. As I just said, you know, excellent reports coming from your area, which is nice to hear because it's been pretty doom and gloom all winter long.
Yeah, the winter was a stark contrast to what we're hearing recently, that's for sure.
So tell us what you've been hearing in the shop there.
It's pretty much the same. I mean, coho is, the coho fishing is active. It seems like it's actually a really, really good session for it, even compared to years previous. It's going to be great for the fishing tournament coming up. I think warmest water temps were about 38 degrees. The guys were reading in the bay. Lake trout action in the West Channel. But yeah, the coho fishing's been spot on. Some coho, some kings. So it's pretty good to hear.
Are you hearing what they're catching them on?
Spinners is what I'm told. Forget the name. I had a name of a spoon a guy was hitting them on. Of course, I forget it the moment you call me.
It wasn't like your standard little Clio or anything like that?
No. They're using spoons, different colored spoons.
Now, are they just casting, or are we talking trolling?
Trolling. So, yeah, these guys are trolling.
So if they're trolling probably with planer boards, I'm guessing maybe it was like a moonshine or a fin spoon?
Yep, and spread out from the boat and down, varying depths.
Okay. Let's talk about the West Channel, because I actually got some reports from folks that were hitting Splake and Lakers in there, and some people that I trust, they know the difference between the two as well.
Yeah, barely, right? The Splake are hitting, lake trout fishing can get pretty fun. If you get a nice, relatively calm day, I don't think there's anything more relaxing than just sitting in a boat and bobbing for lake trout. Let the breeze blow you around a little bit. Just sit there and jig for it,
Your standard old school Uper style gebus, jigging sticks with a big old white jig.
Just don't daze off in the daydream, and when you get a fish on, take off running like you do on the ice, because it doesn't work out.
Get a little wet, do you?
Right.
No, all right.
That's just not going to work.
Well, before we switch over to the inland lakes and streams, anything else you want us to know about what's going on around Munising Bay?
It's just nice to see the activity. The guys are having a blast catching fish, and I'm happy to see it after the winter we've had. But that's, you covered it. Who you're talking to, they're giving you the info. There's good fishing.
And we'll continue with Tom Dulaski from Hillside Party Store in Munising, and switch over to opening a trout season on the inland lakes and streams in Alger County. So stay tuned for part two in our next outdoor report later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.